Good morning, Francis.
Good morning, Nick.
So this morning, we're not going to get too political, but we're going to touch on something that happened
on the 22nd of June.
It was June 22nd
of this year.
Was it in the House or the Senate? It was.
Well, while there was a sit-in.
Right. While the sit-in was going on, which everybody's heard about.
There were people screaming and yelling about a fiduciary bill.
Yes.
So, okay, what does that really mean? The fiduciary responsibility is supposed to say that an investment advisor has your best interest at heart before their own profit, if you will, before their own best interest.
Sure. So this was a bill that somebody was trying to push through that would require these financial advisors or investors or whatever to have their customers' best interests in mind.
Right.
I mean, okay.
Isn't that how it's supposed to be already?
Yeah.
Okay. The fact of the matter is, it is how it's supposed to be already, and there are already rules in place.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked both sides of this. I've worked as a registered investment advisor when I used to just bill only by the hour for mm-hmm. hourly advice, because the idea was if you were paying for hourly advice, they had your best interest at heart, right? Because I wasn't selling a product.
Right.
And I've worked on the other side where I've only sold product and I've not billed hourly. Okay. My conscience is the same either way.
Yeah.
I have a risk to my licenses. I have a risk of being penalized by a regulatory agency either way. So how do you sort out whether somebody's got your best interest at heart or not?
Mm.
Okay. All right. A little background. This fiduciary rule had a lot to do with 401ks.
Yes.
Why? Because 401ks have all these fees that are cloaked in your statement, right? You might see the 12B1 fees, but look at your 401k statement and see if you see record keeping fees listed mm-hmm. there somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, so somebody gave me this analogy. If you get a bill from your plumber, you can sort it out,
mm-hmm.
right? It's got parts, labor, tax,
yep.
discounts. You know what it is.
It's all listed right there.
You may not be a plumber, but you can sort that out.
Right.
You get your 401k statement. Here's what I'd like it to look like. I'd like it to say, this is how much money you started out with. This is how much money you contributed.
Mm-hmm.
This is how much you actually earned in interest. And this is how much the total fees actually were.
Right. And maybe even list each fee individually.
Absolutely. And like your cable bill.
Sure.
You get your cable bill.
Oh,
you
yeah.
may not understand what all those
no,
fees are, but you at least see them.
Yeah. You can see exactly what they're charging you for.
You know, you can be angry about it.
Well, it's like right? you said before we started, you said, you know, you can't really legislate a conscience on somebody.
Yeah.
So why not go this route, which you call
full
disclosure route?
Yeah, and why not?
Instead of trying to legislate somebody to have a conscience, legislate the full disclosure so you can see exactly everything in black and white, what you're being
right.
charged.
If you're going to say to people, look, we're going to give you a 401k, you're going to be responsible for your own investment choices, mm-hmm. you have to give them the tools to make those decisions.
Right.
And they have to be easily sorted out.
Right.
So I would ask everybody out there to do a little exercise. If you have a 401k, I want you to think about when you have met with the advisor who runs your 401k.
Okay.
And then I want you to think about the questions you could ask, such as, what are all my fees, including record keeping fees? And by the way, can I meet with you and help me make these investment decisions?
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, I want you to ask them, do you make money even if I lose money?
Right.
And see what
That's
they say.
That's a great question.
See what they say. So those are some really simple questions. I know this seems complicated. I know it's murky. I know that a lot of financial advisors love to speak to you in financial babble
mm-hmm.
so that you don't ask a lot of questions and yeah. so that you just say, well, I trust you. Thank you very much.
Take care of my money, please. Yeah.
Yes. But if you look at the fact that about 60% of Americans have nothing for retirement, and what drove this bill is that so many Americans feel that, or government feels that they have less in their retirement accounts because of bad advice.
Mm-hmm.
You want to start asking these questions. If you need help with these questions, I will help you. You know, I'll set up a three-way call with your advisor or whatever, and I'll help you do it. But ask about full disclosure and remember that you have to take responsibility for these investments.
Yeah. It's your money.
We have these 401ks because the government decided that they were going to augment pensions with 401ks and you would be responsible for it. Well, guess what happened? We don't have pensions.
Pensions
anymore.
Are gone.
Right? And you're responsible for your 401k, and you have no advisor helping you with
yeah.
it. And trust me, they're making money on dollars under management.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not getting any advice for it. And legislation isn't going to change whether they've got a conscience about it or not. They're
right.
not, they don't, that's not what they do. They
no.
set up 401k plans, they go to the next company, set up another 401k plan.
Yeah.
Doesn't make them a bad person. Call them up and ask them to help.
Dr. Francis Ram is the money doctor of Power Down Debt and Power Up Retirement. Joins us every week here on the morning show. If people have questions about any segment they hear here, they can always reach out to you. How do they get to you?
You bet. 413-774-5555 or visit us on the web at powerdowndebt.com.